We're here to talk about part two of the TV side of the schedule, the business that is ACC football. Find out if the week didn't go great in week one for your team, can they bounce back with this next matchup with the Times? Write it down. It's going to be a good one. Let's go.
You are Locked On ACC, your daily podcast on the Atlantic Coast Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's edition of Locked On ACC. I'm your host, Candace Gruber, joined by Kenton Gibbs of Locked On Wolfpack. We're here for part two of our TV schedule for ACC football openers, week two. If your team didn't do well in week one, maybe they can bounce back with this bad boy. We talked about September 4th and above. Now it's time to jump into week two, September 7th and below. So we're going to talk through some of these times. So get that pencil out. Make sure you're writing it down. And we get locked and loaded and ready to go. Kenton, are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready. Let's get into it.
Murray State at Louisville at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 7th. This Louisville team obviously is trying to feel themselves after either Georgia Tech win or loss. They're either trying to bounce back or they're trying to rally the troops. Now you have a non-conference game. You can level set here, figure out what you want to do, what you like, dislike, and all that in between.
I'll tell you what. This game is one that Louisville needs to run away with early. Again, this is – I say this anytime a team is playing an FCS team that's not named – North Dakota State and or any of those, South Dakota State, those type of teams, you know, the ones that are always in that conversation for national championships. Anytime you're playing the FCS team that's not them, you need to put that foot on the gas.
Where's Murray State?
I have no clue. I want to say Murray State is what? They're in
Kentucky? What? Like I told you, I don't know.
I want to say Kentucky or Tennessee. I feel like Murray State is in one of those two states. I really feel like,
It's South Carolina.
Well, I could be wrong.
Maybe it's Indiana.
Let's see. Indiana is – that would be interesting. I don't know why, but they just feel like a Southern team for some reason.
You could have looked it up by the time you having this conversation.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Murray State at Louisville at 7:30 on ACC Network. It'll be on September 7th, so make sure that you have that circled in the calendar for all the Cards fans that think I am too hard on the Cardinals. I am very much open-minded because I have just no idea what you're going to bring me.
Murray State is in Kentucky. I was right. They're in Kentucky. I had a feeling there. But, yeah, this Louisville team, I mean, a lot of people are saying they're going to be good, and a lot of people believe in Brian Mullott. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have enough information to form an opinion about Brown one way or the other at the moment. I have not fully looked into his background and have had enough to say like, all right, I know for a fact this team is going to be this or they are going to be that. I'm not going to try to do that, but I will say this. Win, lose, or draw game one. Game two needs to be belt to behind like they stole something.
100% agree. Moving on, there will be no Friday night lights in week two for the ACC, but on Saturday, September 9th, you will have a full plate. If you don't, you start with some steak and eggs, you might end with some steak and potatoes because you're going to be sitting on that couch for a mighty long time. Vanderbilt will be at Wake Forest at 11 a.m. on ABC. Ooh, ACC Network, not even ABC, sorry. Whew, 11 a.m. is gross. At Wake Forest, too. I mean, that's Eastern time. Like, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, that's a tough kickoff.
That means if you're in Central time, you're watching that bad boy, it's 10 a.m. That's faithful.
Listen, they said the nerds don't deserve any time at all beyond noon.
They said the Nerd Bowl definitely gets up at the crack of dawn. Let's get it over with.
Exactly. Let's get this over with so we can go back to playing chess and you know, making great developments for the rest of the world outside of sports. But seriously, this is a banner game for the conference than a lot of ones that we've seen so far in the conference, because Vanderbilt and Wake Forest are predicted to be at about the same level in their conference this year.
That's disrespectful to Wake Forest just a little bit.
Okay.
This season, maybe, but I think what Coach Clawson has established, I think it's slightly, that's a little bit of a strain to Wake Forest.
I mean, that's fair based on what he's done, but what can you do with most of your biggest or best weapons from last year out of there? What can you do with your quarterback who is, he's not just in the record books. He basically is the record book for almost every passing statistic there is there.
Sure, but Mitch Griffiths ain't no chump, no.
I mean, that's to be seen. Oh, that's to be seen.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about our noon games. There are four of them. You've got Notre Dame at NC State. You got Purdue at Virginia Tech. You got James Madison at Virginia. And you got Holy Cross at Boston College. Boston College, can y'all play somebody, please? God almighty.
Let me do my pretend. Which camera is my camera? This one? Okay, let's talk to NC State fans real quick. Why are y'all complaining about Notre Dame game being at noon? I understand you want to get the primetime slot and you want to do all the things. You're on ABC. It doesn't matter if you're in the primetime spot. You're on the primetime channel. The channel that, remember back when like people didn't have cable or didn't have streaming. Streaming wasn't a thing and all that. And you had to turn, you had to have a remote or you had to use the pliers to turn the TV. And Lord forbid if you went one channel too far because you couldn't turn back. So you got to click all the way back around. Listen.
Did you have to do that?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, jumping important. Out of character because you that 22 years old talking about some turn.
Oh, you think I've never had to do that? See, and that two different Americas, two very different Americas here. But anyway, the reality is very simple. This is a game that NC State has to earn the cachet. And I'm not saying that they've been a horrible team historically and all that. Dorn has that team on the rise, 8-9 wins a year. That's great. That's great. You have to earn that prime time slot. This Notre Dame team was not worthy of prime time last year. This team, this NC State team, is not looking super worthy of prime time based on last year's performance either. So take the prime time channel and be happy with that. And that game is going to be a very important measuring stick for both teams.
Woo-wee. All right, you got Purdue at Virginia Tech. Purdue team that ain't bad, but they also got beat by Syracuse last year. So, oof.
But even if – see, that Syracuse-Purdue game, I have never seen a team
– trick
that,
it off. Like,
I've never seen that in that intense of a fashion. Like, when you see these giant comebacks, normally it's like the other team is just playing amazing football and there's nothing you could do. Purdue gave that game away, did everything in their power to say, we don't want it. Get somebody else to do it.
You love to disrespect Dino, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Now I love to disrespect Dino. With that being said, Coach Pry, can y'all get it done? Can y'all at home? Y'all in Lane Stadium? I know it's not necessarily night. I know it's not the same feel. But y'all still need to get this game done. If you want to be competitive, if you want to be seen as competitive, you need to at least have this game be close. Because if Purdue runs you out of your own stadium, it's going to be problems. It's going to be smoke. That's going to have people looking at you funny in the light.
James Madison at Virginia. Not as easy as you think.
That's one of the ones. That's one of the ones. Virginia need to be on alert. They need to be ready. And I'm going to tell you, I'm fairly certain Virginia might be underdogs in this game. I am fairly certain Virginia is probably going to be underdogs.
I bet the FanDuel house on it, yeah.
And so with that being said, Elliot, this is your chance. I know that this is a nasty thing to say about an ACC team, but it's the truth. You can make a statement, an emphatic win here.
Y'all make you it love happen. The worst statement around there, don't you?
Make it happen. You can make an emphatic win here.
FanDuel is our friends. We know that the ACC is full of good betting action, so make sure you take your chance to do it. If you want to do some basketball, some football, all the things right now, you can get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. There's no better place to bet on all of your sporting action at America's number one sports book. I dare you to go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. Get that no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. FanDuel.com/lockedon because FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, NHL, MLB, all the things. So make sure you guys lock in there. Talk about week two, September 9th on that Saturday where it is a full slate of ACC football games. Get those pencils out because we've already given you the 11 and noon games. Now it's time to move to that 1 o'clock slate where South Carolina State will take on Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's another game that Georgia Tech, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what's going on with Key, who believe in you, who don't. You need to have a handle on this game. You need to
have a handle. But Georgia Tech ain't, I mean, South Carolina State ain't no chump now.
Hey, I'm not saying that they are. I'm not saying that they're a bad team. Not saying they're a horrible team. I believe they won the Celebration Bowl, what was it, 2 years ago?
The year before.
Yeah. So they won it 2 years ago. The two Celebration Bowls. Either way you cut it or slice it, you still need to, Georgia Tech, this ain't the Celebration Bowl, my brothers in Christ. This isn't. You need to go ahead and take care of business here. Need to take care of business.
Charleston Southern will be at Clemson at 2:15 on ACC Network. I mean, I guess you got to play somebody non-conference. I guess you got to give yourself a rallying cry, give yourself a little perk.
Mm-hmm. Clemson by 100. It's not going to be a good time here. That's just the reality that we're looking at there. So
That's exploring new packages type of game.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the exact opposite. I think you keep it real vanilla. You run real basic stuff the entire game.
I think you try new vanilla things. I don't think you try real sparkly things. I just think you try like, oh, let's try this vanilla package with Jimmy. Let's try this vanilla package with Johnny B.
Yeah. You put in the players that you know, and this is within, because now with the way that the rules are, you can redshirt after, you can retain your eligibility and redshirt after playing the first four games. Young guys will get to play a lot. Young guys will get to play a lot, do some things, you know, get out there, show what they got.
Yes, hopefully this is a game where everyone comes out healthy for sure. Texas A&M at Miami at 3:30 on ABC. This is my week two opener that I think is going to be one of them ones. Texas A&M, certainly a good team. It's going to say a lot about Jimbo and the boys. It's going to say even more about Mario and crew if they can find this dub.
Jimbo seat, that seat in College Station, getting by hottest fisheries. It does not matter if you keep bringing in a top recruiting class, if you're paying more for the recruits or whatever the case may be, if you cannot win football games. With that being said, from the ACC standpoint of this thing, if I do recall correctly, this was a home-and-home series in which Texas A&M won last year's game. Am I correct there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miami, get your get back. Get your lick back.
This was the one that Miami was very close to winning, where it changed sort of the trajectory of their season.
Yeah, Miami, get your lick back. Get your lick back. You got to get your lick back here. This is a game. This is another one of those that we talk about hanging the conference banner and saying, hey, we're the best conference. No, we're the best conference. This is one of those ones where you say, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We are showing you right here and right now that we are going to, if you bring your mid to us, we will send it back to you limping out of our stadium.
App State will be at North Carolina at 5:15 on ACC Network. App State is a familiar foe for North Carolina, looking for their lick back. If there was ever a game where I better see lights damn out defense from North Carolina Tar Heels, this is the one. If you let Jokers put up 40 points on you in a fourth quarter and you can't play, have some pride about you, child, I don't know if I'm going to watch the rest of the season. How about it?
Well, Chase Bryce is gone, right? Is he gone from
outside? I don't know that boy's story, but all I know is it don't matter. At the end of first of all, the fact that Chase Bryce even put up 40 on you is embarrassing.
But that was my point. I know they was having nightmares about Chase. I know
even the next person that comes in, if you don't play top-notch defense in this game, period, we blitz all night. Like, if you don't have that type of energy, if you don't know that movie reference, you're too young for me.
I'm with you. Not saying you're wrong.
You better grab Petey and the rest of them jokers and figure it out.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, you know.
And what you didn't say nothing yet.
All I said was, is the man gone? Because I know they was having nightmares.
Why are you worried about Chase? Worry about what the game is. Talk about the game at hand.
I was getting to the game at hand. This is a game that North Carolina had handily last year. This thing was put away last year until it wasn't. Until it was
very dramatic.
This year they need to do the exact same thing, just with a better fourth quarter. I mean, a lot of people look back at that game and pretend as if UNC played a terrible game. No, they played a terrible fourth quarter. They played a god awful fourth quarter, one of the worst fourth quarters I've ever seen in my life. But it was just a bad quarter. If they can clean up that one quarter, they started with their foot on the gas, foot on their neck. Just don't let up this time.
Very, very true. Lafayette will face Duke at Duke at 6 p.m. on ACC Network Extra and ESPN Plus. It's a gimme for Duke.
Should be. Should be. I know you love using Elko and Company. Elko and Company need to get it done here. They need to show
I up. I just think that Duke was very much misrepresented. And you call it one time that they're going to do well, and certainly you're a Duke homer. But I don't know. I like Duke football games.
I never said you were a Duke homer. I just said that you
No, everyone says I'm a Duke football homer. And I honestly, I'm fine with that because I think it's laughable. But you know.
Listen, this is Elko and Company better get it done here. This game should not
be one that we're going to. I hope they blow it out. I hope they're coming off of a high from beating Clemson. Whoop, there it is.
Well, you heard more power to you. More power to you.
Southern Miss at Florida State.
Yeah. So
8:30 on ACC Network.
Yeah, so Florida State, this should be a game where y'all continue to march towards whatever your goals are. Regardless of the results of the first game, everything is still in front of you here. If you want to win an ACC championship, that's still in front of you. If you want to go to the playoff here, that's still in front of you. If you win against LSU, even more so. You do not want anything to get derailed by messing around and playing around with Southern Miss. That's not a great idea. You have multiple first-round draft picks. You have multiple guys that are going to go on and make a lot of money on playing on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. You need to show it here.
The Fighting Satterfields will now look in the Cincinnati's direction. They will be at Pitt. Haven't had a time yet, but for the strength of the conference, Pitt got to win this one.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And Fieldrakovic, for all of the people who believe in you, don't believe in you, whatever the case may be, for you to have your homecoming arc and all the good things, hey, more power to you, brother. This is one of those ones. You got to show up. You got to show out.
All right. A homecoming for him?
He's from Pittsburgh. Him going back to Pitt is a homecoming, yeah.
Isn't he playing for Pittsburgh?
Yes.
So how is it a homecoming?
The game is at Pitt, number one. And number two, I'm saying that the entire season is a homecoming arc for him, leaving Boston College, going back to Pitt, which is his home.
All right, Marvel Man, you made that real too drawn out for the storytelling. Like that confused. Okay. That confused us.
Yeah. See, this is why I said don't let people go blind, because next thing you know, them neurons don't be neuroning no more. They just the synapse is not synapsing. It's just struggling. But it's all right.
Your mama. Western Michigan at Syracuse.
You leave my mother out of this. She's a saint. You leave her out of this. But Dino and Company, you need to get the job done here. This Western Michigan team
has been known to beat an ACC foe or two.
I was just about to say, this Western Michigan team cannot be slept on. You cannot take them too lightly. They've been rowing the boat since Fleck was there, and even after he left, they still doing their thing. So Syracuse, when they walk into the Carrier Dome, you better send them boys back to Kalamazoo limping. You better send them back, or else there may be some release papers roundhouse throughout that building.
Boy, you is calling for that man job. You just need to say that.
I'm not calling for nothing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So wait.
Yes, you are.
So let me ask you this.
Okay? You always want to ask me something. Go ahead.
If your coach was one of the first ever to have a 6-game winning streak and 6-game losing streak in the same season, okay, or I believe it was 6-5 or 6-6.
But he got hurt. The best. Okay.
I'm not arguing. If that happens, and then you come back and have a season after that where you lose to a group of five team to start the season off at home, by the way. Yeah, that's just like, hey, you know, it happens.
It's a game. Yes, it's unforgivable.
Okay. Well, more power to you. More power.
We got a part three here. We've got a week three, September 14th, on to games and times to go over. So I know that pencil is burning for you, but we don't want to not give you all the juice and the tea. So make sure you come back one more again as we go over these schedules in a three-parter here. For Candace Cooper and Kenton Gibbs, we'll see you next time.